Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
In this week's episode of Triple T...
They ruled the 70s and 80s, the Osmonds. Them and their perfect fucking kidding. Teeth.
Right? Fuckers. And that was before dental was like pushed on every single person in America. They're like, we just don't want to be like the British.
That's
they'd stop
they
humping
say,
everything. Their hips would be fine.
No whammy. You know what I'm talking about? I'd be the bourbon veteran. We were kids. Like, sporting equipment and toys were not designed to keep us safe.
We did it. We did it. Hey,
we did it.
We did it.
We're here. What's up, buddy? On time.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty, you know, that's really good because any other ones, it seems like I'm never on time. And when we were trying to press the button and make it go live, turns out I wasn't doing a good job at that either. Which kind of makes me wonder if I accidentally pressed it. I don't know. Sometimes with Riverside, I just don't know if we're live. There's a slight chance we might be because I didn't change any settings. So, but I did send you a link, which you probably didn't get because you were live on TikTok, obviously. But there is a link that I'm going to put into my link tree if we think it's a good idea where people can actually come into Riverside as audience. They can have a chat. They can kind of see behind the scenes if they want to. Just it's a thing. You know what I mean? It's not like it helps us, you know, where you're doing a YouTube live and the more people and all that stuff. This is just a, hey, you want to come in and chat with us? You want to see the show behind the scenes? It's not going to be us, or it could turn into a thing where we're having a conversation, but it's just mostly you're going to be able to see behind the scenes what me and Toby are talking about, and then we'll put out an edited version and it'll look much cleaner and better. But
that's right.
I like how they do that, you know.
So I will say this today, it's gonna be a while before my shit uploads all the way because my internet is in a hurt locker for some reason right now.
And that's why I was like, you know what, we're pre-recording on like a Sunday, and I'm like, internet times might be better. But it's the curse of Triple T where it doesn't matter what time, what day, what time. And I know 9 is like, didn't you say a while ago with your provider, it's like peak hours and it just can't be relied on at that time. So, but everybody must be getting ready for
it's
football.
It's Windstream. So, I mean, let's be honest, it's never going to be, it's never necessarily a good time. Like I could get a hold of you and be like, hey man. So I'd let you know I'm doing great. And you're like, dude, let's go live right now. All right, cool. Let's go. Let's start recording. Second we start recording, boo. I'm like, little shit. So the score, like, you guys, just I'd let you all
we're
know.
We're using
you might,
AI.
just so everybody knows, you might see the squirrel jumping around. My camera could get knocked down today. I don't know. He's a little unpredictable, and he's like straight up on one today. So... sorry if that happens.
But if he is jumping around, then we can use the House of Pain jump around song to see some stuff. And what was the other one? There was another song that you led into. Get Knocked Down We could could do that one
Chumba
as well.
Chumbawamba tub thumping.
Yep.
Check this out. The wife and I recently, before we go to bed every night, we kind of fell in this rabbit hole of name that song, name that movie score, name that movie from the movie scene, like compilations on YouTube. Bro, I'll tell you what, my kid knows more about, somehow knows more about like recent Disney and Pixar songs than I would have ever ventured to guess.
Songs. Ooh.
Songs. Yeah. So like we had one whole one where like, I think the first note of the theme song for Shrek came out, hit. It was like, he's like, that fucking Shrek. I was like, what the shit? And of course, Shrek. And then the next one was like a couple of them later, it was Monsters, Inc. And it was the same exact thing. Like the first note, like 1 second. And he's like, that's Monsters, Inc. I was like, what the hell? He goes, fuck yeah. This is a 22 getting ready to turn 23 year old man.
Wow. He should be on, what was it? Name That Tune? Wasn't there a TV show?
Name That Tune back in the day.
Is it gone already?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, they might have brought it back, but where you'd bid back and forth, like I can name that tune in 7 seconds and 5 seconds and whatnot. Old school game shows were the shit. Tic-tac-toe, right? The Price is Right, which is still going, but I mean, Bob Barker, Price is Right. You know, you still got the solids, right? You still have Family Feud, Wheel of Fortune, and
Jeopardy. Been around a while, yeah.
But you've got the odd ones that were like
Family Feud.
Family Feud is still great. But then you had the odd off, like one off ones like Tic Tac Toe. What's the one that they did where they're like, no whammy? You know what I'm talking about?
Not Joker's Wild. That was
Joker's
one, right?
Wild was another one. Dude, that one was great. I loved that show.
That's one of the greatest ones. Who was on there? That was that guy's name.
Well, that wasn't Eubanks.
Jack Barry? And
but there was like three game show hosts for like all of these game shows.
Right.
They had another one where they had like a panel of celebrities. Oh, dude, Hollywood Squares?
Yeah.
Hollywood Squares was my jam. Gilbert Gottfried. Gilbert Gottfried was probably my all-time favorite guy on Hollywood Squares. But
was it Press Your Luck with the No Whammy?
I think it was Press Your Luck.
Press Your Luck.
And there was a guy that played that. So it was supposed to appear as everything was randomized. And there was a guy, he was, I think, a bus driver from like Detroit or something like that, where he analyzed it and he realized that there's an actual pattern.
Ooh.
And for like he had like 16 TVs and VCRs and he was watching playbacks of this show for like months. And then he went and like kind of camped out in order to get a slot on the show and just not one time ever hit a whammy and every time hit the maximum dollar amount on every spin that he did.
Brilliant.
Broke the bank of the show. And he, if you look at him, he's like an old, like gray hair, gray bearded guy. He's just, you know, what was the movie?
What was the game again?
I want to say it was, if you just put in no whammy in Google search, like game show, no whammy.
I was going to try to bring up a picture of the guy that,
So he looks a lot like, you've seen shit. There was a comedy movie out there. Oh, Zohan or not Zohan. Rob Schneider was in it and he played the pimp. You know what I'm talking about?
Rob Schneider, the pimp. Deuce Bigelow?
Yes, no. Deuce Bigelow.
Oh, yeah, was it?
So Rob, the guy that plays Rob Schneider's dad that worked in the like lavatory of the restroom. The guy that won looks like that guy. Like that's what he looked like in a suit and everything. Like I was just like
interesting. Because I keep typing, I would put in guy who hacked the show and hack's not the right word.
And then you have the old Newlywed Game with Chuck Woolery. that was another awesome. My wife and I used to sit down and we would play along with the dating with the newlywed game and see if we how well we know each other.
Yeah.
Then you had
didn't you? Were password. You guys gonna do or did you do like a little segment on that too at one point on your YouTube with that? Yeah, with that
we
game,
did
right?
We did it on our YouTube.
I loved that.
And then you have password. Scrabble, remember with Chuck Woolery where they would take the letter and drop it and it would go
pick. I don't remember that one. We got to think that one ended around probably in the 90s when I was like really young, you know what I mean? Like
$100,000 pyramid.
Yeah, there's what the hell is the new one that there's a game that was an old school game that's still being put on there, and for whatever reason when I'll go over and see my parents, they'll have this game on. It must be before the news or something. And they bring a lot of celebrities on. And I wonder if it is like password because they sit there and they have certain words and they have to try that they can't say, but they have to try to get the people to guess it. And there's a good amount of money that can be won in this game. And that's
gotta
fun.
Be password, which is kind of like derived off of like $1,000 pyramid. Cause that's what they did in the $1,000 pyramid or the $100,000 pyramid. You'd have a celebrity and then you'd have a contestant. And they'd be working with the celebrity trying to say like anything that wasn't the word that you can't use. And then the celebrity would have to say what it was.
Yep. It is password because now it's on NBC. Fallon and all these other. Of course, his name's out there, but they got a couple other. And I don't know if he's the host or whatever, but they'll throw it out there and a lot of good stuff for charities and stuff like that. But man, so I just randomly went to IMDb, you know, which you guys can check out Toby on there as well. No big deal, right? They rated the top TV Guide's 50 greatest game shows of all time. But this was a list by, the clickbait got me. This was a list by some person named Jordan and it was created on Christmas Day in 2018. So it's a little bit of an older list. But
that's
I guess
right,
let's see how
newer games they're garbage. Newer game shows suck.
Yeah, and they kind of have to. I would imagine suck a little bit because who really watches TV? There's not a lot of people. I mean, the younger generations they're paying for maybe a streaming service or something. You know what I mean? Like, but how many people are like, oh, I can't wait to watch this on TV tonight? It's like, no, I want to watch this whole series of shit. Yeah. Not just this one episode. Like our brains have really evolved in that way. But let's go 50. We can rip through this list. We'll do 20. You want to do top 20? Or you want to go right from 50?
No, let's do the top 20.
Let's do top 20. There's probably some other ones on there. So his 20, again, this is some guy named Jordan, was Win Ben Stein's Money.
Fuck, I forgot about that.
I did too.
I wonder if he's going to have remote control from MTV on there.
Oh, this next one, Wipeout. Remember Wipeout? Where they have to get through the obstacle courses
the one with
to
the
win.
Big red balls.
Yeah, John Henson and them on it.
Bro, yes. And then later on, they added John Cena was on the newer ones.
No shit.
Yeah,
I do have to give honorable mention to 21 because this is one of, if not my favorite, probably game. I think it's a game show, but it's probably not really considered one. But Whose Line Is It Anyways?
Loved Whose Line.
Both love it. But I guess would it be considered a game show because it's not really a game show, is it?
You don't really have contestants. You know what I mean? Like they even say where the you know the points don't matter.
Yep. I mean, once in a while,
the
only interact
points don't matter.
Yeah, you'd have maybe a little bit of some audience where they would maybe have I think early on they would bring them on for just like a little sketch or a game or like words and stuff.
Please, God, tell me you've watched the Richard Simmons episode.
Yes, the best one. The best episode ever. Best episode ever. Like, when I think Who's Line, that's the scene that runs through
the
my
jet
head.
Ski, the
Yep. I mean, Drew Carey, he was at his bigger point at that life. Like, I think he lost 7 pounds from laughing and sweating from just that pure, like, I can't breathe laughing.
Colin Mockery just stepped off his jet ski and acting like he lit up a cigarette.
that's it. So that was 21. We did 20 was Win Ben Stein's Money, 19 Wipeout, 18. Love the game. I didn't see this show. but they made a game after it was Win, Lose, or Draw.
Oh, just like Vicki Lawrence's Pictionary. Yep. Well, that's what it was, right? Vicki Lawrence, yeah, Win, Lose, or Draw.
Yep. Yep. It said it had stars Vicki Lawrence, Burt Convy, yep, Linda Blair, and Burt Reynolds.
Great fucking show, though.
Again, I didn't see the show. It ran from 87 to 90, but I've played the board game, the interactive games, and stuff like that. So classic.
I'm so gonna be showing my age with these. I know I am.
But then, like this one here, number 17, Pyramid, ran from 02 to 04. You probably didn't get a chance to watch that.
No, I have no idea what that is.
It was a revival of the classic word association game where teams attempt to convey a category or words and phrases with a time limit.
Yeah.
Donny Osmond on it. Kelly Packard.
Fucking Donny. The Osmonds, dude. They ruled the 80s. They ruled the 70s and 80s, the Osmonds. Them and their perfect fucking teeth.
Right? Fuckers. And that was before dental was like pushed on every single person in America. They're like, we just don't want to be like the British.
Yeah. Just want all my teeth.
If only we all had Euban's dental money.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide, baby. 16. We've talked about already. Press Your Luck. Press Your Luck.
And that's the no whammy one, right?
I believe so. I didn't overly Google it, but when I press no, I put no whammy game show, Press Your Luck popped up. Okay. So we're going to go with that one. And the rating on IMDb for Press Your Luck is 7.5.
Hmm.
Number 15, Double Dare. Double Dare.
Oh, man. What a great game show that was. Like, Nickelodeon had a winner with that one. That was back in the days of the TV show You Can't Do That on Television.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mark Summers. Oh,
there he is. I know you probably can't see him all that well.
No, but I see the outline of the dude.
Let me turn my screen brightness down just so you can see it real quick.
Oh, that's the guy that broke the game?
That's the winningest guy ever.
So it was Press Your Luck.
Yep.
Press. Let's show. Come on. Press Your Luck.
I just put in Press Your Luck winners, and he came up.
He does have a sweet beard.
Yeah.
But he
looks like Deuce Bigelow's dad in that movie that worked in the...
Yeah, oh, nailed it with that reference for sure. Look at this guy. Michael Larson?
Yeah, there he is. There he is. That's our guy.
This game was a while ago in the late 80s, and he's probably, 60-something out there. Is it safe to say he's probably not around anymore?
Probably not around anymore, yeah.
Okay, this was the original broadcast in 84. He definitely looks at least, let's say, 60, right?
Yeah, that's
at 40. Yeah, he's probably not. Rest in peace, Michael Larson. You'll truly be missed. You and your big brain. What a show.
You and your big brain.
You and your big old brain. Hacking stuff before hacking was cool, I guess, like that. And what else? Where'd that show go? Okay, number 14. I think this show might still be going. I've seen it. I don't really watch it, but Cash Cab.
Oh, shit. Dude, and that guy's stand-up? The guy that would run Cash Cab, that guy's stand-up is fucking hilarious.
He's very, very witty. Is it still going?
It
7.1 on IMDb. 91% of Google users liked it.
Yeah, because in his last stand-up that I saw of his, he was talking about how they stopped doing Cash Cab, and it used to just drive him crazy. It used to drive him absolutely fucking crazy.
So, listen to this. On September 19th, 2019, it was announced that the series would move to Bravo. Season 10 premiered in October 7th, 2019. On December 13th, 2023, it was announced that the series would be revived as Cash Cab Music and hosted by Adam Grohe from the Canadian version of Cash Cab. It premiered January 8th, 2024, so a couple weeks ago.
Coming to a house near you sometime soon.
With some poutine, eh?
It was some poutine.
I don't know.
Still,
do you know,
never
Adam
had
Grohe?
That, by the way.
Oh, ever? They have it never. In Minnesota, right? Or no?
No idea.
Have to imagine.
My 19 years of living there, we never had it. I mean, we never made it. I'd never even heard of it until after I joined the Army and had a buddy of mine that was from Canada. He was he was in the Canadian Army, and then he came to the United States to be in the Army here, and then he went back into the Canadian Army. Where they gave him a two rank promotion upon reenlisting into the Canadian military because of his rank here in the U.S.
No shit. So just like our money is a little bit more valued, I guess, elsewhere. I guess the military in that point was. I wanted to bring this up. I was going to shoot a message to you in Instagram. Let me see if I can find this. I wanted your thoughts on this hat. Because I was thinking about grabbing you one, and then I was like, you know what? Like, are these hats offensive? Being a guy that is not a veteran, me, being a guy that is a veteran, you, I wanted to see what your thoughts were on this. Again, not a friend of the show, but I thought the hats were kind of interesting. Boo's a veteran. They have all these different hats made to be just kind of funny. Where the hell is the hats? Why does it go to that site? Right here. We'll go to their TikTok. Yeah. I know they definitely have an Instagram. Right here. Okay. Yeah. Boozveteran.com. They have all these different hats where, you know what I mean? You can be a cannabis veteran, a, you know, beer, tequila, whiskey veteran. They just have a couple of different hats.
I don't have a problem with it. I mean, then again, like, I think I'm, when it comes to like being offended by veteran stuff, you know, like when people call out, you know, stolen valor and stuff like that, I'm like the last guy to jump on that wagon where I'm like, guys, first of all, most of the time people get called out for stolen veteran, or stolen valor, if under the wrong premise, like people don't understand what it means to have to for somebody to violate the Stolen Valor Act, which is you have to be wearing a uniform for the purposes of making money, monetary gain. Or you have to be wearing one of, I think it's like four very specific medals, such as a Purple Heart, the Medal of Honor. And there's a couple of other ones. So when it comes to something like this, I'd be willing to bet that somebody that's part of that company is a veteran and was like, dude, I got an idea. You know, I mean,
yeah,
I'm all for it. Like, I don't have any problems with it. I mean, it looks like your standard World War II, Vietnam, Iraq veteran patch. So, but I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. As long as somebody's not walking around trying to say that they're an actual veteran. I mean, yeah, it's like, I love getting into conversations with people that say that they are, and you just know they're not. I'm like, really? What base were you at? Like, I'm not going to call them out as stolen valor, but I love fucking with them. Absolutely love it.
Which one would you be? Would you be the beer veteran? Would you be the vodka? You wouldn't be, you're not a vodka guy.
Oh, I'd be bourbon.
Bourbon. Ooh.
I'd be the bourbon veteran. I'd be the bourbon veteran.
Let's see the different styles. What style? Because they did offer, like I said, I wanted to check with you. And I was like, you know what? Maybe this could be a friend of the show. Regardless, they did say, hey, we have a code. If any of the co-hosts, you know, we want to get one, maybe 20% off, whatever the deal is, that's there. But I said, hey, there's got to be a way that we can help you, you know, whatever. Like I said, if this is something that, you know, Toby, myself, you know, and Richie end up liking the hats and would rock the hats, then we'll send us some hats and we'll figure it out. I mean, for $15. This bourbon, that's a solid price for anybody just to have to rock it. I mean, then this one is just your standard Richardson 112, which just a ton of people have it. It's a patched hat, so they're probably, I don't know if they're hand patching it or what, but they do sell the patches, so they're putting them on there. And I'm like, you know what? That's pretty.
I think when it would go with it. So I don't like hats that have really big patches, but I would probably wear the beanie.
Oh, yeah.
Because I tend to roll my beanies anyway. I don't like wearing my beanies like the hipsters do, where you got a whole bunch like hanging out in the back. So
hanging
I like
up, it looking like a garden gnome.
I like more of like a tight fitting beanie. So having it rolled up that much would probably make it fit perfectly and have that badge sitting like right here. Because it looks like that thing goes up to about like here.
Yeah.
But I'd rock the beanie.
But I said between all the guys on the show, you know, you got a bourbon, you're the bourbon. Richie might be beer, who knows? And then you got Euban eventually. He likes the cannabis. You know what I mean? I like beer. I like whiskey. It's just, you know, there's a bunch of us that could be rocking a different hat. And like I said, I think this is a sole business owner out of the Houston, Texas area. So there's all sorts of, from tequila to bourbon to, I don't really know.
What they need is a moonshine veteran.
That's a good one too.
Cause I guarantee that's the one Richie would rock the shit out of that. Cause Richie loves his moonshine.
There we go. See, that's a brilliant idea, booze veteran. So we're gonna have to, we'll throw that out there. But yeah, like I said, I'm gonna chat with him a little bit more now, knowing you're on board, and we'll say, hey, let's get us some hats, and we'll try to help you help us. You know what I mean? They have cannabis, vodka, wine, rum, beer, cognac. How do you? I never remember how to say it.
Cognac,
whiskey,
which I've never had.
Me neither. What? I can't. Mescal. Mescal it's a plant, especially one of a type to make alcoholic drinks. Another term is peyote.
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 Peyote. Hmm. You know what peyote is.
I know what that is, but it's also a drink. Like if you Google it, it's a drink. Here, I'll show you on the screen. It's a drink. So
is it a psychedelic drink?
It says spelled is a distilled alcoholic beverage made from any type of agave. The word mezcal comes from a bunch of words. Nayuiti, mezcali. You could tell I live very north.
Oven cooked agave. I'll help you out with that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the easy one. There's a whole bunch of stuff in here that let's bring in our southern correspondent, the owner of Booze Veteran, to pronounce words that are definitely down that way in the border. It's related to tequila and some other stuff that I can't say. So I don't, but it does derive from right here. Another term right there. Huh. Interesting. Definitely never had that either. So I'm not going to be a veteran of that, but thought it was an interesting concept. And there's another one though, that I'm super excited. That's very close that I want to help, and we can do it on the show or I can do it after. You it's your call.
Yeah, we can do it right now. I mean, dude, let's do it right now.
I'm working with them. They're very, very small startup company, and the Instagram algorithm sent these to my way, and I love this. You know, and you're an animal lover. I'm an animal lover, and I said, let's try to help these. I fucking love these hats. They're called woofcaps.com, and they're all about caps, about dogs. And I said, I know you're a hat guy, and maybe this isn't your style, but this hat, where the hell did it go? Right here, by Breeds. Where the hell is it?
Show me the Dane. They've got
to
have it.
That's what I'm trying to get to. That's what I'm trying to get to. Where is it? All right. Cap collection. I love the look of the Dane hat a lot. Right here.
Oh, that's a great. Oh, yeah.
Dude, so I was like, "Listen,
bro, I'm rock that hat.
I'm not going to tell you
going across the front, but
see, yeah, in the rope styles a little, but these are waterproofed hats as well, which I thought was pretty cool. There's videos on the social medias of people taking water like hoses, going for a swim. A lot of images of women rocking the hat backwards with very skimpy bathing suits as well. So that's pretty good for marketing as well. People are going to click that through Instagram to see what's going on. But I love this, just different. You know what I mean? Like, not only do I say woof a lot, you know, Buzz, your girlfriend's a dog, woof. But being a guy that owns multiple dogs, I love this. And I think it's a really cool thing. Very small company as well. And I said, you know what? Let's send some hats to the people that own some dogs on the show, and we'll be friends of the show. So I said, you know what? And then as soon as I saw the Dane, I was like, all right, Toby's rocking that one.
And it's my colors. I like the woodland colors.
Yep. And like I said, it's a different hat style too. Like being a guy that collects a lot of hats, I don't have one with this style. I've seen this style on the internet. It's just, it's a cool looking hat, and I own a Cavapoo, so the closest thing to me would be this doodle hat. But I mean, they have everything from golden retrievers, which are sold out now. A lot of French or bulldogs, some Frenchies. Yeah. You know, right here.
Boxer this on is, there.
I think this is kind of looks like my dog, and I kind of like it because it's Carolina style colors.
Yeah.
Obviously, mine is a Cavapoo, so he's smaller. He's not the size of a doodle, but the face is fairly similar. So
wait, what's a Cavapoo? Was that
it's a
Cavalier King Charles mixed with poodle?
Yep.
See, look at me. Yep. I know my fucking dogs, everybody.
You do. Yeah, he's a good dog. It was actually because my wife's mom bred dogs for a while, and it was the last litter of my wife's favorite dog. So we were like, we got to buy one. We had to, and he's been a really good dog. So, and then we have the big old lab Newfie, who is just an animal. I really like the husky ones. I don't have a husky, not into it, but I'm like, it's a cool looking design.
It's very distinct. Like the huskies, boxers, bulldogs, you know, great Danes, you mm-hmm. know, your shepherds, they all have very distinct kind of outlines to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know,
what was the one you were asking about?
Boxer. I don't see one on there. I was watching.
Yeah, let's go to page 2. I thought I saw. I'm going to tell you my favorite hat though of all, and I don't know why.
They got the Bassett right here.
I love this border collie hat.
That's, you know what? Just looking at the picture, that's your standard border collie personality thing going on right there.
Yep, got the ear up, just, you know, chilling. I don't know. I just love that hat. I didn't see a boxer. Didn't see a boxer, which I'm sure that they have, you know, they, I mean, I'd have to imagine you don't just make every goddamn dog breed and hope they sell out, but they're selling out some hats and then they're going to keep it here. This one, I don't think has been updated for a little bit because they do have the whiskey or the whiskey. That was on my brain, the husky hat out. But I stumbled upon this and I was like, you know what, if there's a hat company that really speaks to a lot of the guys on the show, for the Triple T show, I mean, we all have dogs and, you know, these are some popular ones. And I said, shit, we're going to have to rock these. So,
it'd be nice to be able to have, you know, Brandon and Richie and you've been in here for this, but I'm going to ask you anyway, since, I mean, they're not here. What, as a dog owner yourself, and I'm sure you've owned more than just the two that you have right now in your lifetime. What is your preferred size of dog, the hairstyle? Do you have a particular pattern that you like, like color scheme, and do you have a favorite breed?
Ooh, good question. So I've always been not small. Like I define small as the ones that you could put in a purse. Like some people do that. That's
like you're talking like your toy breeds, right? Like your
like
a Chihuahua or the fucking Frenchies and stuff like that.
Ones that are smaller than cats, not a ideal brand for me. But I guess in mediums, probably a decent size. So small to medium, like a Cavapoo. Like I love that size dog.
I would say a Cavalier King Charles is your small, you know, your smaller breed. Your medium breeds are probably like closer to like your pointers. Like I wouldn't I wouldn't call like a German short-haired pointer a large breed by any means.
But a Dane would be like an extra large breed, right? Not quite large.
Danes and Mastiffs, St. Bernards, those are all considered your giant breeds. Large breed dogs are more like your Rottweilers, your Dobermans, your Boxers. Those are considered large breed. Medium breed, you got a lot of your hunting dogs are in that grouping. Mm-hmm. And then it's weird because we've always owned larger giant breed dogs in my house. So we bred boxers for 15 years. Absolutely love the boxers. Now we've got Danes. I have no idea how I've lived my entire life without owning a Great Dane. I don't think I'll ever not own a Great Dane again, which is going to suck for me because they have horrible lifespans. So there's a lot of depression that's going to be going around in the next 20, 30 years for me. But one of my favorite breeds that I've ever owned is a Beagle.
Oh,
loved my Beagles. We've owned three Beagles and they're fantastic fucking dogs. Absolutely fantastic dogs.
Yep.
They're like they're the perfect lap size dog.
True.
Like they're not too small. And they're really like to cuddle. energy. Holy shit. Oof. We had so your best bet is if you're going to have a beagle or any of these kind of like smaller hunting dogs. I mean, a beagle is a hunting dog mm-hmm. for people that don't. Same thing with dachshunds. A lot of people don't realize your dachshund was bred and designed to go hunt rabbit and small rodents that burrow into the ground.
Yeah, they get those noses in there and their body is built for them. Yeah, especially like out in the snakes too, right?
Yeah, so they're diggers. So your best bet if you're going to have one of these kind of dogs is if you have a fenced in yard, do not have it be a privacy fence. Because the curiosity is going to get to them and they're going to dig under that privacy. Dude, we had on a daily basis, we'd come home, we'd let the dogs out back. 15 minutes later, we'd look outside. I'm like, where the fuck's the dog? And then you'd see this little mound next to it because they're fast diggers. There you'll see like a little mound of fresh dirt and you're like, son of a, in a hole like this big. And you're like, son of a. And they're just chilling out in the next yard or they're like two houses down and they're just hanging out. And you're like, so
I'm a little tired from digging that, but the other side of the fence isn't that cool, turns out.
Yeah, so then we switched over to, we moved houses and our backyard fence is now, horse fencing. So it's just that wired horse fencing. Never had a problem with him. He never one time tried to dig out. Just kind of was happy being able to just see what's going on the other side of the fence. Yeah, so okay, like, let that be a lesson to you. Chain link fence or horse fencing or something see-through if you have one of these kind of dogs.
This was the first video. It said digging on a beach.
They're so fast. People don't realize how fast these dogs dig.
It's crazy. And they have those hats on woofcaps.com. We don't have a code yet, but maybe we will. Maybe we will. Who knows? But like I said, yeah, those are awesome. And why I love the Cavapoo as well is they're hyperallergenic, that breed. They're hyperallergenic.
I heard most of the doodle breeds in the poo breed, the poodle mixture breeds are hypoallergenic.
Yeah, like the golden doodles and all that stuff. Yeah. They're a lot hyperallergenic. So he doesn't really shed. I mean, obviously a little bit. But what's interesting about that breed specifically, which I had to kind of learn, is their skin type and their hair type are more like humans than dogs. So, I mean, they're very, very sensitive skin, with us. So using, obviously I use Copper John's oil. I can actually massage in the oil when he gets a little bit of dry skin because it's a much different skin type, which you can on animals because it's all natural, all organic. But the shampoo and stuff that we have, the wash, I actually use on the pets as well just because it's so gentle and friendly. And a lot of the other stuff, like we've tried using some other dog all natural stuff, but you read the ingredients and, being
not
in the
quite
biz,
so
like,
all natural.
I can tell when they're... Not exactly all natural, but you can market it all natural as long as a certain percentage of the stuff is all natural. But you start reading stuff and it's like, well, that's a chemical. That's not all natural. Or, the stuff that Copper John's putting out is 100%, certified for it. So I use that. But the only thing I don't love is a lot of haircuts. And I think at the time of the recording, actually.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The wife is in there giving the dog a haircut. We have the whole table and all the professional, well, not professional, but decent clippers and stuff. And it's because they get real knotted, like they, and it just starts to hurt them and pinch them. Yeah, if you don't brush them every day, it can be there. But then these, and the one rule is he's not allowed. He always has to have his beard, because I named him Vern after the great Pittsburgh Pirate Vern Law. So Vern Law, beard law. We shape the beard, and he's not allowed to get a beard trim, so it's starting to come in nice in the stash. So, but he gets it so bad, like you can't see his eyes. And it just gets real bad around his ears. And I mean, he grows some goddamn hair, but he doesn't shed.
Giving him that schnauzer beard.
Yeah. It doesn't grow as like that one on that's all over social media. The grayish dog with the
black
big
dog. One that looks like a pug that's got the.
Yeah, it doesn't grow that good yet. I must have a bad diet. But it's ironic. I'm just thinking every dog that I've owned has been white or black. That I've owned. And currently I own a white and black Cavapoo and an all black Lab Newfie.
So is that your preferred then?
I don't know. I guess I don't know. I don't look at them and just be like, I'm not getting a brown. I'm not getting, you know what I mean? Like I think it's just worked out, but maybe it's because I mostly rock black clothes a lot. So I guess I just love having white hair all over my black clothes. I think that's awesome. What happens, I have so much white hair on my black clothes that I'm like, next one, getting a goddamn black dog.
Yeah. I've had so many people get a hold of me. They're like, Toby, you've got a lot of animals. What do you recommend for getting rid of the dog hair? I'm like, if you own animals, be prepared. Mm-hmm. Just understand that from this day forward, you will have dog hair on you. Or cat hair.
Even the lint rollers sort of work okay. We've got those reusable like wool balls that we put in our dryer, and they do a pretty good job of pulling the hair into those. But like you said, you can plan a perfect game and everything, but you just get covered in hair. It's part of the game. You find it all over your vehicle. And you're like, what the hell? They haven't even ridden in here.
Yeah, it's in the seat of your car because you're transferring it from your clothes, and you like sit back, and now all the cloth seat has got like little hairs sticking all over it, looking like a fucking cactus.
I didn't really think about it. My cats are white too. And the drop off is like a grayish blackish.
So we tend to like our brown or brindled. Like we like fawn, but we like our fancy fawn, or what they call fancy fawn or fancy brindles, where they're mostly fawn, but then have white, like white at the bottom of the legs, white on the chest.
Yep. I like unique markings, like you get like that, like a little bit of white on the bottom, and you know what I mean, like different. That's kind of what when I looked at the Cavapoo when he was a puppy, he just was different. You know what I mean? I think. As much as you want to find a pet kind of finds you too. Like that was the one that the girls kind of came up to. I typically get male pets, just, you know what I mean? Not that I'm like, but when you have the female, then, you know, I've seen the animals have to wear diapers and shit like that. And I'm like, that's just not the kind of dedication I really personally want to do with an animal. But
bro, I have got one Great Dane just finished her heat cycle. The other Great Dane is just started her heat cycle, and let me tell
you, synced up yet? Do they sync up like humans?
I'm never gonna know, because before they get a chance for their next one, you see the squirrel?
That's all squirrel.
Before the next one, they're getting fixed. And I tell you what, you're in the right mode going with a male dog, because neutering, the cost difference between neutering and spaying is fucking ridiculous.
That's what I've heard.
We are getting ready. I've got to go bring in two Great Danes to get spayed. And we have saved $3,000 to make sure that we can afford it. And we have pet insurance.
Yeah.
So
and it goes by weight too, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So when the vet was little. I was like, well, how soon can we spay them? And they're like, well, you want to make sure that they have at least their first heat. I'm like, they're going to be like 100 pounds by then. And they're like, probably. I was like, you go by weight, right? And they're like, yeah. I'm like, trying to take more money from me? And they're like, no, it's just more health. It's healthier if they have their first heat, because it gets their breeding plates or whatever they call them. They're fully formed and function. Just like if you have a male dog, you should not be, if it's a larger breed, let me rephrase it. If you have a large or giant breed male dog, you should not be neutering them before 18 months of age.
See, I was going to ask you because my vet told me one answer, and I think it was right around there. The wife's vet told him a different answer, and then my neighbor, because so we got a puppy, and then mm-hmm. her mom got a new puppy, which is, I forget the breed, really awesome breed. I'll have to show you a picture of it, and I'll ask her. And then my neighbors, they got a puppy. So they're all around the same age. We all have different vets, and every single vet told us a different age, all males, when we should neuter them. So I went off mine. So mine went like this week. Then the other one was like a month or two later. And then the wife's parents' vet was almost like 6 months after. And I'm like, what is the, like you said, is this a money grab at some point? Is there a real answer? I mean, they're all dude dogs. Like, I don't know. I don't know. Sometimes I think with vets and dentists, it's just a money grab. And I know they're there to help, but.
Listen, we'll get into the goddamn dentist here in a second. You're not fucking wrong on that, you oof. Slimy bastards.
Don't get me fired up. My daughter finally had one good checkup where it didn't cost us thousands of dollars at the goddamn dentist.
So there's a reasoning behind the 18 to 24 month rule when it comes to large breed or giant breed male dogs. So we all know what's the number one issue you're probably going to have with a breed that's that large. Hip dysplasia.
Yep.
So along with their testosterone, they develop a chemical that helps fight or helps build up the system and helps fight against later year hip dysplasia. If you neuter them too soon, they have a much higher chance of having issues with hip dysplasia later on in life. But if you wait that 18 to 24 months, so after a certain period of time, it stops developing that chemical, which is around that 18 to 24 month time frame. So you can be like, well, I'm not going to ever neuter him because it'll be better for his hip dysplasia. Nope, they stop producing that chemical once they fully mature. So,
and if they stop humping everything, their hips would be fine.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Dude, I got two females that hump each other constantly. Yeah,
I had a dog years ago that you just look over there and it would just hump in the air. It's like, I'm sure if the red rocket feels good getting a little airflow on it, bud, but holy shit, there's nothing there.
So the dentist, listen,
here we go.
The dentist is the most useless fucking job on the face of the planet. If you're, I hate the fact the dentist is a goddamn conspiracy. It's a pyramid scheme because the only thing your dentist is going to do is a cleaning. I went in because I had some serious dental pain. I called him up. I was like, hey, I got this pain thing going on. You know, I'm pretty sure. And it was on both sides. Come to find out that when I get stressed or sleep, I clench my jaw so hard. I have fractured the upper and lower molars from clenching my jaw together so hard that I fractured and that's where the pain is.
Yep.
And I said, okay, so what do? We just yank them out. And they're like, well, you can do that, or we can do like a clean. Sometimes you can have too much pressure in between the teeth, which is adding.
Let's
to that
realign
pain.
Your jaw.
Yeah. So they were like, so we can do a cleaning, and then we can wait and see if that relieves the pressure and the pain from that, or we can yank them out. I said, all right, let's yank them out. They're like, okay, yeah, we can set you up an appointment for that. I said, what the fuck are you talking about? That's why I'm here.
Yeah,
like, do it now. Like I said, yeah, let's go ahead and do it. And they're like, well, no, you'd have to come back. We'd have to do this. And then we'd have to send you, because we don't do that here. We have to send you to this place. I'm like, what do you do here? And they go, well, we can do the cleaning for you today. I'm like, fine. Yeah, let's do the cleaning today. And then they keep calling me and they're like, hey, you know, it's been 6 months. We haven't seen you. I'm like, yeah, you're never going to fucking see me again.
And then there's like, you know what? Well, you didn't keep up. You are no longer a patient. If you want to come back, you got to fill out the new patient paperwork. I've had that same battle. I went through, like I said, I was like, listen, when was your last cleaning? I'm like, I don't know. I said, in New York, we have the systems that I said, yes, you can pull my other records. You tell me the last one. Well, it's been it's been at least 3 years. You haven't had a cleaning in 3 years, blah, blah. It's like, listen, look at my teeth. Okay. I'm not out here trying to smile. You can't see my teeth most of the time when I smile. It's covered in hair. You think I give a shit? And then they're sitting there, so they're cleaning. They're like, huh, you've never had a cavity. Nope.
Yeah.
You've never done this. And they said, you really haven't had a cleaning in 3 years? Nope. They're like, well, we did a deep cleaning. And I was like, oh, is that an extra billable service? Well, technically. And then it's like most of the time, what pisses me off in New York, at least, is the insurance. So most of the time that you have to pay out of pocket to get reimbursed by a check from them. And it's like, so you want me to drop X amount of money? It's I don't know if it's 75, 100, 150, whatever, for a cleaning? It's like, fuck that. You know how much toothpaste and fancy toothbrushes and a water pick that I use that I bought? And then she looks at me and she goes, well, you need braces. And I was like, cool. Not going to happen.
Get fucked.
And then in this, the next thing that came out of their mouth was, well, I think the reasoning why you don't really have any cavities is because you have so much spacing between your teeth that you're able to clean it all out. So I said, you want to tighten that shit up so then I get more cavities, you get more work and all that. And it's like, and then my wisdom teeth.
It's a conspiracy. The frogs are gay.
And then she tells me, she goes, your wisdom teeth, you've never had any pain or anything? I was like, nope. They're like, well, this one didn't come in, so that's fine in x-ray. This one came in fine because there was enough space. This one was fine. And then this one's kind of in, but it's not hurting anything. So I was like, we're good? They're like, yeah, there's no reason unless you want to have them. I take them out. I'm like, why in the fuck would I spend all this money to take them out if there's nothing that's going to hurt there? And they're like, so I said, looked at her and said, so you're kind of telling me I have perfect teeth. She's like, no, you need braces. I'm like, fuck off with your braces. And I looked at her. I was like, your teeth suck. And then I left. Dude, I have to imagine that hurt her more than me.
Peyton's going in to get his wisdom teeth removed, which I want to be the one that picks him up. I want to be the one that brings him there. I want to be the one that picks him up.
And Angel's like, no, we all know, I know what you're going to do.
Exactly. He knows. He's like, Dad, fucking, you ain't having anything to do with me. I know this is a TikTok scheme. He goes, you're not going to use me like Joseph. I was like, well, you ain't going to be dead. So, I mean, there's that.
And just him with the,
he's got to get his wisdom teeth removed. And he's just like, he goes, I don't feel like I need to. I was like, bro, you have a mouth like mine. We have very small mouths. I'm like, you need your wisdom teeth removed. Because if you don't, you're going to be in a hurt locker. And he like tells me like his x-rays are saying that because he doesn't have enough room, they're like growing in this way.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, be ready, bro. Be ready. They're
all four out at once.
Up. Yes.
That's going to be a good time.
I woke up in the middle. So I have military dentists, by the way. Obviously. I woke up in the middle of them doing my wisdom teeth.
Mm-hmm.
Like I didn't feel anything, but like I specifically remember opening my eyes and then like I could feel pressure. Like it was almost like somebody was like shoving down on my jaw and all of a sudden it went and I went, they dislocated my jaw.
Intentionally?
I don't think so.
I wouldn't think that they would need to.
It's
right?
The military. I think they're just fucking winging it every time they do it. But they dislocated my jaw, and they had to actually cut into my jaw and break apart the tooth and then pull it out in shards.
What a funny word.
In doing so, what they were trying to do at that point was that's when they were trying to crush it or and separate it. And that's when that just. Like what I felt was my whole jaw did a shift.
Ooh.
Like just went, and I was like,
good thing you didn't wake up fight or flight, right?
Yeah. I mean, I will give this to dentists. They have some great fucking drugs.
They do. They make a lot of people pretty happy about a not so happy thing. Yeah. And so in the money grab, like my daughter had to have the spacers and all this shit. Of course, it's not covered because it's pre-orthodontist, not orthodontist. So all that's cash and this and that. And then come to find out the place that she goes, the person isn't actually labeled as an actual dentist or orthodontist. There's some loophole that they get to play, so that's why they can't build this and this and blah. It's this whole fucking money grab thing, like we keep saying. And then you try to call and say, hey, do we need to stop tightening these? Like, what's going on? Then they don't call you back. And it's like, well, come and visit and we'll take a look. Oh, you want another copay? Get fucked. Like, you have the x-rays. You have this. Well, come in for a cleaning and we'll talk about this. And it's like, oh, okay. So
$75.
Her mother deals with the dentistry because I got thrown out of the dentist years ago over some shit. So I was, we don't need to talk about that.
What kills my wife is that I'm like you. I went to the dentist last year because I had that pain. And they're like, well, when was the last time you had a cleaning or when was the last time you went to the dentist? I said, what year did I retire from the military? And they were like, what? I said, yeah, give me a second. So this was 2023 and I'm like, 9 years ago? And they're like, you haven't been to the dentist in 9 years? I was like, correct. And they're like, why? I was like, haven't had the need to.
Yeah, good question.
What are you talking about? I'm like, I know how to brush my teeth. I know how to fucking floss. I even have a scraper, so if I see, you know, plaque buildup, I, you know, and then
use a water pick at all. Yeah. Water picks are awesome. Oh, fucking love it.
So they look at my teeth and they're like, you've never had a cavity? I was like, no. They're like, you had your wisdom teeth removed? Yep. I'm like, the only problem I'm having right now is this.
This right here.
And they're like, well, your teeth look great. I was like, thanks. I have one falsie because my brother and I were playing hockey in the living room. As one does in the Midwest. And my brother popped me with the stick and cut that tooth in half from the front to the back.
Ooh.
So it went up at an angle like that. So I have a rod down in there and then a front cap on it. That's it. My wife, I think every tooth in her head has had a cavity.
Yeah.
That woman is gonna need dentures within like a decade.
Yeah. I can't deal with the dentist. I can't.
Do you ever do dumb shit like that? Wait, you have brothers and sisters?
I have a little brother, yeah.
Do you guys do dumb shit like play hockey or football in the house, like in the living room when you were younger?
Basketball. Oh, yeah.
Do you have nerve hoop?
Well, we had the, on the back of the door.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Then we got a corner one that was made of metal. Like, because my father always was working, like, with other companies, like, say, pretzel companies, this and that. He was a buyer manager. So they'd send, like, displays, models. He'd get some stuff like that. We had this metal one that had, like, hard-ass metal feet, metal pole, was made of there, nice. And holy shit, you got rammed into that. You stepped on there. You go up for a dunk, you know, on the 5-foot hoop, you know, when you're a little kid, and you land right on that, bust your ankle, or you put a brother through a wall or something. You're like, don't tell Dad, he's going to be pissed. Thankfully, Dad traveled a lot for work, so we had time to fix some of that stuff.
Bro, when we were kids, like, sporting equipment and toys were not designed to keep us safe.
No.
Everything was designed to hurt. Like, Tonka trucks, fucking solid metal Tonka trucks. I remember the first time we still went to try to buy... Bro, I still remember the first time I went out to go look for a Tonka truck for my kids, because I had the dump truck, I had the grader, right? Like, I had the crane, like, I had all those different things. I went to go look for one for my kid. All I could find was plastic Tonka trucks. Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck is this shit? Like, I need to find some shit that's going to have harsh corners, bent in, rusted on the edges.
Hit up that.
You know
Goodwill.
What I saw? Do you know what I saw the other day? That just, I mean, it lit me up. I was upset because we were talking about, hey, since we're doing one last meetup here in October, maybe we should play some dodgeball, right? Because then I started talking about how, like, schools stopped doing dodgeball and stuff like that because it's inclusionary and this kind of shit. So I was like, fuck that. I'm going to go get, like, 8 dodgeballs and we're going to play dodgeball at the next meetup.
Mm-hmm.
No, listen to me.
I'm listening.
No,
because I'm intrigued.
Sting dodgeballs.
Yeah.
No and sting dodgeballs. Yeah. What the fuck is that?
If I'm throwing a dodgeball
and I don't hear that very distinctive p-ting when it hits somebody in the face, I'm mad.
And they have dodgeball leagues,
kickball
right?
Sound. Huh? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dunk. And kickballs are just big enough that you can't play dodgeball with them. Because, I mean, then you're having to grab them like this and throw to the side.
You always had to get almost that double-handed kickball throw so that you could kind of, looking like you're in the movie Tron, and playing Hi-Li and shit.
Yeah. And I mean,
maybe we should do that. Maybe we should do kickball here.
Ooh, kickball's a hell of a time. There was a fundraiser. They haven't done it in a while, but we would do kickball tournaments for charity. Recently, they just did one around here, a broomball tournament.
Broomball's the shit. I played broomball up in Alaska for 4 years, and it's probably the most fun playing a sport, probably next to softball, because softball really is like your...
Yeah.
That's your camaraderie sport. Like, and if you don't really like baseball, but you like... Yeah. If you really like baseball, but you like to kind of relax, softball's the game.
Like for me, they recently at my high school decided, you know, a couple of people were like, probably like, hey, you know, I'm getting back into shape. I want to show off a little bit. Let's have an alumni basketball game. And being a guy that played basketball and whatever, they were, you know, some people were like, hey, you should come. I was like, no. They're like, what do you mean? I was like, I coach basketball, youth. I gave up the part. Like, I have no interest. They're like, come on, it'd be so much fun. I'm like, there's no fucking chance. One, because I'm not in shape. Two, I don't have that competitive drive to need to show off to people anymore that I can still play back. Like, you want to have a pig tournament? I will shoot the shit and do some trick shots and play pig. You want me to run full court for 30 minutes or however long? Not going to happen. So all over, they have NFSHA or whatever the hell it is. So they can broadcast high school sports. You can watch them. You pay X amount. So I pay so I can watch the kids' games if I can't make it or whatever. So they broadcasted this game. And curiosity is like, I can't. So I'm seeing all these people that I went to school with. We're all big boys now, most of us, not in shape. Watching these guys of like my boys, and I don't see them as much, even though we live in the same area. Watching them struggle to get up and down the court, knowing that I'm huffing, not doing it.
Just
huffing and puffing. Like, we were all in shape once. Now we're all big. None of us are playing sports. But what I loved about it is it didn't appear that they were out there trying to be super competitive. Because that shit, for whatever reason, it's just not a good look for people that are like, hey, I'm almost 40, I'm 50, I'm even 30, and I'm trying to be super competitive. Like, if you want to be super competitive, be in your 20s and go to college and play college sports. Don't get out there and be that gym class hero mentality in a fundraiser alumni event, you know?
I got called like 5 years ago or something like that to go back to an alumni swim meet.
Oof.
And I'm like, are you out of your fucking mind? I don't getting in a swimsuit at my own house anymore. You think I'm in shape to be able to do 100 meter breaststroke right now?
No, it'd be even
worse.
You're
out of your fucking mind.
An alumni water polo event that would have
now,
to be
I'm not,
brutal.
Listen to me. I'll do that. I'll still do that. So I brought up about the last podcast, because the wife and I sat down and watched it. She really likes the format now, where we're just kind of randomly just getting triggered on a conversation and moving on to another topic.
Yep.
But we were watching it, and you asked, you were like, what do you think the toughest sport, like the most endurance needing sport was? And she started thinking about it, and she was like, it's got to be water polo, because there's no holding onto the sides. There's no, even if you're not moving up and down, the pool, you're still treading water the whole time.
I'd want to wear swimmies still, or life vest.
So, but yeah. The other thing, like we were talking about softball, I understand we usually don't do a lot of sports talk here, but there's something else that I got into that I saw on TikTok. Is I'm all about now watching like men's softball league channels, watching these guys crank these softball and the speed at which these softballs are coming off these bats.
Stupid.
Like, pitchers are wearing full on face masks and chest guards. And dude, I don't remember if I shared it to you, but this one guy cranked one down the hard third base line. And it hit this guy in the head, and it skipped off and did not land until it was three quarters the way to the fence in the outfield. But the sound, it sounded like a bat hitting the ball twice. It went crack, crack. I was like, oh.
I've had my own teammate when I played softball crush up the line standing on third base and shattered my ribs to the point where I, at that point, I would never stop at third. I'm either scoring from second, I'm getting out, or I was like pinch runner, and they're like, what? Cause you know, it's not competitive. It's like, what? You're on third. I'm like, exactly. I am fucking done standing on there. Unless there's a lefty up to bat, I don't give a shit. And now, unfortunately, our softball league folded because we're all too old to give a shit. But I hated the fact that there was always a couple of teams, a couple of people on each team, whatever it was, that were still those try hard, and you're drinking, and then you're just a combination of testosterone, this and that, where there's always a fight or a potential fight. And it just got to the point where it was like, it's just not fun. And there, it got, you know, at one point we'd have 16, 20 teams, and then it trickled down. And then by the end of it folded, there was 4-6 teams. And it's just
softball should never be taken seriously. Like, it's great if you're really good at it. But you know what? Bro, this isn't the MLB. Nobody's making million. You know, nobody's looking at you to be contracted to make millions of dollars someday. This is a leisure sport.
It's a bar league.
Yeah. This is the golf of baseball.
Yeah. Like, are people throwing down in dart league? You know what I mean? You get pissed off. You have a bad dart night and you guys are having a bar fight. Oh, I'm sure it happens.
I mean, gotta talk to you, Ben. Find out.
Yeah, I've asked him, and so me and him, we might be getting into, they make the dartboards that have, you hook your cameras and it's through an app, so you can link with each other, kind of like they do at a bar, but more like a wireless, for home use.
Like a networked fucking dartboard?
Yeah, so he has one, and there was it's all busted, and he changed a couple pieces, so I actually scooped it up off him. He's going to send it out, so we can do this. I'll get you the name of it. I can't think off the top of my head, and I think, and if you had and they're soft tip ones. And if you had a dartboard, they make pieces that you can convert it. They're fairly, it's a little bit expensive out there, but like I said, we all have cameras, so you can have different cameras. You can play against each other, this and that, but now we can play, and like, you can challenge random people and stuff. Him and his brother-in-law will play against each other all the time. And then they get together at his place and do doubles and stuff. Cause like I said, me and him were playing on Sundays, where we're just throwing darts, and he was keeping score on his dartboard because mine just is old and wouldn't do that. And we played a lot of darts. I beat that motherfucker once. He is
I've got a
good
shit ton of fucking soft tip, like really nice soft tip fucking dart sets. Because we used to play.
I'll
play
get the name of
every
it.
Year.
Yeah, I'll get the name of the dartboard. Like I said, when I get mine, I'll show you and let you know what I think about it. He has one of these, and it's the board, and it all lights up. It's really nice. Like, I'm looking forward
to it. Isn't
it crazy
what we can do with fucking technology now?
It's so
like,
good,
would you
man.
Have ever thought playing darts with your friends? You know, someday we're not going to be living close to each other, but don't worry. I know that the technology is going to exist where I can play darts and you can play darts physically on a dartboard, and we'll be playing against each other from states away.
I think it's called Grand Board. I think it's called GRAN Board. They sell them on Amazon. I think that's the one. I'll double check with you, but it looks like it. But it's like, this one is $300. It has the Bluetooth, electronic. It has all the stuff. You can, like I said, you can. I think the app is how you link up with other people and stuff. But the LED and everything, like where you know, you hit a 17 and the whole 17 lights up. And I'll show you the video right from Amazon real quick, and then we'll get out of here. I just looked at the clock for the first time.
Oh shit! Like,
yeah.
Another fucking flyby.
So here's the video that Amazon shows. See how it's got like the little lights, and
Amazon always has the cheesiest fucking product videos. Do they not? Kidding. Like,
see, look at this. You go right from the app, pick your game, bloop. How many people? Bloop.
501. Damn, somebody's wanting to play a long ass game.
So every time you hit it, bloop, and you get points, lights up. Look at that guy.
That's fucking cool.
And like I said,
even with soft tip darts, I am not putting my fucking iPad directly underneath the board like that. You could fuck
no
off.
Chance. No chance.
This thing costs
$2,300.
I'm not putting a $2,300 fucking iPad underneath that. I don't care what kind of cover I got on it.
Mm-mm. But by the way, I said, it's cool. The camera, I don't know. I'm excited for it.
Before we go, I got to ask you, earlier you were talking about basketball and everything. Mm-hmm. Did you say you play pig?
I'd play Yeah. Well, are you a horse player?
Horse. Okay. I've never heard anybody play pig.
See, so we shoot like with my kids and stuff, and obviously like they're 15 and under, 14 and under. So like I pretty much dominate them. So if I was to play horse, I just kind of draw the beating out a little bit more. Like I'm doing over the backboard shots. I'm not taking it easy on them. You know, can they barely hit the rim? Yeah, but they're going to learn. And then there's going to be a day where they're going to potentially maybe beat me. So I do the quick little games and then, you know, take care of business. And if there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 of us at some point, like my brother would come over, his kids would come over, then the neighbors, we'd have 10 or 12 of us playing. You do horse, that's a long ass game, and keeping track of all of it where, you know, you can keep track of a little bit easier and be like, no, I know you, I've done two, you're at least PI. Yeah. You know what I mean? We're trying to keep up other people. Like, yeah. Oh. And let's be honest, be like, I don't want to be, oh, you're a whore. You know,
you got to play. You gotta play around the world. That's the one that me and the kids used to play all the time.
Where you got to make it like at each of the spots.
You start at the free throw line. Mm-hmm. Then you move down right next on the lane right next at the end of it, right next to the thing. And then you move out to the 3-point. Then you go out to the side of the 3-point, and then you go to the top of the 3-point, kind of go around until you make your way back to the free throw.
So we play in a very rough dirt driveway with part grass, part dirt. So like it's a little bit, I can't even draw the foul line or mark them. So it's just country living. You know what I mean? And they're always like, it's so hard to dribble out here. There's rocks, there's dirt, and the ball starts off. I'm like, yeah, that's how I learned to dribble. If you can dribble in this driveway, getting on a court is going to be pretty
nice.
I'm
telling
you,
if it was good enough for fucking Larry Bird, it's good enough for you. Cause that's how he came up.
Exactly. It is. And yeah, and I couldn't beat him in pig, but hell of a pig player. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to do a fundraiser. We're going to have a pig or horse tournament, and that's my style. But shout out to all the people that were playing in that alumni event. You provided me with a good, I only watched like 5 minutes. It was hours. You guys are all sore right now, and I'm feeling pretty goddamn good. And I love that they had local high schoolers that are playing right now. They were the refs. So they could kind of be
awesome.
Like, I'm going to inspire to be you someday. And it's like, do you, bud? Do you really
like,
want to?
Is this what my future holds for me?
Yeah, that's but the community came in. They showed up.
Days.
It was, I don't know. Like I said, I wasn't there. There was a couple people that probably tried harder. I watched it on fast forward, but it was a cool thing. And shout out to the Deluxe Edition Network before we say goodbye. Better late than never in the podcast of the month. Doing the math, we're still in January. And shout out our friends, Fat Baby Bourbon. You can see it back there. I'm going to sip on that while I enjoy my Sunday. It's fantastic. Check them out. Back in stock, fatbabybourbon.com. And what do we got? Oh, yeah, deluxeeditionnetwork.com, podcast of the month. For the last time here, Beb's Video Kingdom, Barrel-Aged Flicks, and Kindness Matters podcast. February is coming up. There's a whole bunch of podcasts of the month that begin with the letter F. Spoiler alert. And maybe, you know, I know the whole schedule. You guys wait. Spoiler alert. We're going to be a podcast of the month again. So just wait. Because awesome. I don't remember which month. But either way, check those out. Deluxe Edition Network. Check out Toby on all the socials as well. If you want, I'm not the boss yet. Check out Copper John's Beard. Code Beard Laws. Do you have a? I think you have a code. Maybe you have a code. If you don't have a code and want a code, let me know. Check out Copper John's.
I do, and I think I have them linked, but I don't remember what my code is.
Either way, we can look it up, and the link itself will enter. If it's in there, the link itself will automatically apply the discount. So we'll check that out as well. But either way, can't thank you enough. Obviously, Toby, taking some time out of your busy, busy life. And everybody else, for whatever reason, if you're still listening, appreciate the hell out of you making the end of the episode, even if you skipped it. Shout out Riverside for making my editing so much easier. Highly recommend it. It looks good, feels good. And this was fun. I appreciate the hell out of you, man. And I don't know if you got anything else.
I got nothing, brother. This is great show again. Love it.
Triggered talk something. That could be the new thing for the Triple T, too. As soon as you said, that's like until we get triggered to the next Triggered Talk Tuesday.
Trigger Talk.
Triggered Talk. The Triggered Talk. Triple T, baby. Every week we're going to come up with a new thing for what Triple T means. And but either way, appreciate you, man. And that's all I got. See you guys next week. And check out all the socials if you want. And you know the deal.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Later.
Dave Houghton and Sarah Ray Talley as they examine the less glamorous side of sports with their podcast, In a Pickle. Follow IAP Radio on social media by going to iapradio.com. In a Pickle is now part of the Den Network. For more information, go to iapradio.com.
Town Podcast is a podcast that features your town's dark, wild, and sometimes unbelievable past that will have you thinking there is no way that really happened here.
Matt, Meg, and Zach dust off the books and hit the streets and the occasional nursing home to unveil your town's past.
From small towns to where we live to big cities before they were what they are today, this is your town, your stories.
Hey man, what's your bacon?
I think you gotta tell everybody what that means first.
It's that extra side topping a main course in life that makes everything about your day even better.
Whether it's movies, music, cooking, paranormal, video games, whatever it is that helps you unwind, maybe even get a little bit inspired. We talk to hot new bands.
We are Felicity.
Hey, this is Bradley from Emerosa.
TV personalities.
Hi, my name is Rachel Pizzolatto.
Hi, my name is Patty Negley.
Wrestling personalities.
Mm. Hi everybody, I am Eric.
WWE Hall of Fame Godfather here.
Actors.
This is Sean Kanan. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, podcasters.
Emo Social Club.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Dave Schrader.
Pretty much any like-minded creative across all facets of the entertainment industry.
You can check out Bacon Is My Podcast on all streaming platforms, as well as the Strangerhood TV YouTube channel. New episodes dropping every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Listen in when we find the answer to the question,
what's your bacon?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Bowl and Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Bowl and Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bowlandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.